thank you. I'm excited to be here and kick off the lightning talks here today. I'm Rob with New Light Technologies. We are an integrated science and digital transformation services consultancy based right here in DC, where we're helping build data infrastructures and user experiences to support federal, state, and local and international non-governmental organizations across a range of missions to improve outcomes and equity related to public health, economic prosperity, environmental practices, homeland security, emergency management, and much more. A significant focus of our work, though, involves the design and development of evidence-based data science solutions to help organizations with hazard risk modeling for disaster preparedness, response, and resiliency. Emergencies and disasters obviously present a number of data delivery challenges. Organizations working in this space need accurate, up-to-date analytics on an unusually wide array of topics continuously throughout rapidly changing incidents. Not an easy thing to do. In addition to all the many well-known challenges associated with managing the integration of live feeds for weather and infrastructure and demographics and so forth, one of the biggest challenges historically has been how to synthesize all this dynamic data to report reliable exposure predictions in a way that can be commonly understood, ingested, and actually used in the field to make decisions about where to prioritize resources for things like logistics planning and evacuations, search and rescue operations, data collection, damage assessments, recovery, and so forth. So to overcome these challenges, we developed the Incident Management Prioritization Alerting and Coordination Tool, known as IMPACT, which provides a flexible framework to assess the risks of hazards in real time. IMPACT monitors the latest weather and hazard conditions of emerging threats and leverages a host of AI models to determine community exposure and impacts to vulnerable populations, critical infrastructure, facilities, and assets using an advanced risk scoring methodology. The algorithm's results are provided in common geostatistical units, such as hexagons, US national grid cells, or administrative boundaries, and disseminated through alerting and reporting services, an interactive platform, web platform, and an API for integration with other systems. And in this slide here, you can see the general conceptual architecture, which shows the large library of open data sources on the left, which are ingested into a cloud-based modeling and workflow engine in the center, which then feed the web reporting platform shown here on the right. And you can see some of the specific sources and methods and technologies that are being used. Here's a sampling of some of the rich front-end web visualizations and user interfaces that have been developed based on the platform to support different organizations and hazard modeling use cases. And this is a design that has been very successful in overcoming some of the long-standing challenges associated with delivering the kind of actionable insights that are needed to truly optimize emergency management. And we were able to do it in large part by leveraging the growing ecosystem of open data, open science and modeling, and open source software that are available today. So if you'd like to learn more about this and have a chat, please stop by our table or at the social later, or visit us online. Thank you so much.